The Senate Finance Committee has been weighing a wide-ranging bill to overhaul Medicaid in Alaska. One provision is aimed at curbing the abuse of opioid drugs. Senate Bill 74 would require doctors to check a database before prescribing opioids. The sponsors want to make sure patients aren't going from doctor to doctor seeking pills. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki says he became interested in the prescription database when many of his constituents were victims of burglaries. The culprits had addictions. He attended court-ordered group therapy sessions so he could better understand the issue.
These are folks that in some cases had a very successful path through life, like mine or any other Alaskan, that it was diverted to a very unsuccessful path.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon supports making doctors check the database.
Someone is providing access to a variety of opioids on our streets, and then when they can't get the prescription any longer, they're turning to heroin, and young men, older women, female, male, are losing their lives.
But the proposal has drawn concern from doctors' groups. While the Alaska State Medical Association supports doctors using the database, it doesn't support requiring it for every controlled drug. Association leaders say removing doctors' discretion would create an unnecessary burden and increase costs. Emergency room doctors have voiced concerns. Dr. Carlton Hine says he agrees with 90% of what the legislators want to do, but he says doctors aren't solely to blame. He notes that beginning in the 1990s, organizations that accredit hospitals and federal programs that pay doctors encourage doctors to prescribe more pain meds.
It's not just that we, you know, are trying to do it to create addicts. There are other situations out there that are pressuring the behavior that you're seeing. I do think we need to find some way to identify the providers that are overprescribing. I think that is a problem, and I get frustrated with that personally when I see patients coming in knowing who their provider might be.
The committee made changes to address some of the doctors' concerns. It provided exemptions from checking the database to doctors whose patients are in emergencies and inpatient settings and on the day of surgeries. The Senate Finance Committee could vote on the bill as soon as Monday.